I request a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call. Dave Bench.
Present.
Alex Litton.
Present.
Bo Miller.
Present.
Okay. So, Joel informed me that we failed to approve the minutes from the March 10th meeting at our last meeting. We must not have taken the actual vote.
You guys were really in a hurry to get out of the first meeting you had, I think is what happened.
All right. So I need a motion to approve the minutes from the March 10th meeting.
Make the motion.
I can second that. Roll call. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
I abstain.
Bo Miller? Yes. Okay. Now I need a motion to approve the March 24th meeting minutes, which we have in front of us here. I can move to approve the March 24th meeting minutes.
I can second it.
Roll call. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Bo Miller? Yes. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carries. Okay, guys, we got a lot to get through tonight because we got a couple executive sessions we got to go into. So, the department heads, I just want to try and move these along as fast as we can as we get moving and go through it so we're not here until midnight.
Okay? I won't.
Dave won't. He's going home to take a nap. All right, so Joel?
Okay, we all have the reports in front of us. Can we hear yours, real?
Yep.
All right, fund status report. We have $713,711.27 in Star Ohio, $952,123.02 in checking. That's numbers higher because of our first half property tax deposit. And then payments to approve, we have electronic 34-2026 through 45-2026, and then warrant numbers 24572 through 24724. That's $211,855.46. A couple of those is first quarter fire department payroll, and then I believe a payment for a fire truck was in that. That's like 50 something thousand, I believe. That would make that number a little higher than a normal. And then deposits since last meeting. Where's that sheet? You lost it.
No, you never gave them to us.
Well, what's that?
I took it. Jim gave it to me.
So I kind of gave it to you. Deposits since this would be two meetings worth, I guess. March 10th meeting. That's $513,442.88. Again, with the largest being from the state of Ohio, the Lucas County Auditor. And that will make it my report.
And that one, that was property taxes?
First half property taxes, and then the rollbacks from the state, which...
Which was at the
33,000. Yeah. On the back page, the
38,000. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then, if you know what rollbacks are, right, that's the subsidy they would receive from the state for the old levies at the old valuation, which, you know, once those go away, they go away. Don't get them back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any questions for Joel, gentlemen?
Nope. All
right. Joel, you'll hang out for a little bit, yeah?
I'm here. Yeah, right. I'll be perfect.
Alright, perfect. Alright, we're going to move on to the zoning.
Need a motion.
Need a motion, you're right.
I can
I'm
see
sorry.
Why the March 24th meeting minutes.
That's why you need to be here.
Minutes to do your job.
Alright, so now I need a motion to accept the fiscal
officer. I
can approve
as read.
I'm sorry, who made a motion?
Dave.
Okay.
Seconded by Alex.
Okay.
Yep.
Roll call. Bo Miller. Yes. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Alex Litton.
Yes.
Motion carries. Alright. Zoning department.
Good evening, everybody.
Just wanted to touch on a couple portions of the report violations. One, down the street here, 8627 Jerusalem Road. I wanted to give an update on that. It was a parcel we dealt with months ago, but then recently in one of the storms, the rear pole barn blew down. So we're working with that property owner. He said he's working with the insurance company, but we are trying to get it cleaned up. I know we've had some calls on it. One of the trustees was asking us about it as well. So we're trying to get that cleaned up, and they're trying to deal with the insurance on that at the same time. Another kind of one that we worked on a while back, and then they did apply for the permit, is that property on North Curtis Road. One of the zoning commission members was talking to us about this at the last meeting, and we've been in touch with the property owner, and he's going to be starting that fence either this week or next week. He's just kind of waiting on the weather to clear up, so I just wanted to at least provide that update on that situation. And then another one which I wanted to bring to the board's attention that wasn't on the report, just a minor update. All that debris up on Dyke Road, it was the 11,000 block, that's all been taken care of and cleaned up. So I just wanted to pass that along to the board. That was debris that another person had put on someone else's property, and worked out that situation to have that taken care of. BZA update for the board, they met last week on the 8th, and they approved one variance. So that's the property at 680 North Curtis Road. They approved that to construct a pond before the new dwelling. And then a couple permits that we had on there as well. Same property there. We have since received a submittal for the new dwelling and for the pond, so those are in process. And then over on Bunting Road, 11055, we issued a permit for a pole barn and additions on the home. So that's all I had for the board, unless there was comments or questions for me.
I don't have anything.
Nope.
Dave, you got anything for zoning right now?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you.
Moving on, Chief, you got anything for us?
Real quick. The old life squad is being evaluated by Toledo again, so it looks like they are going to make a sale. We are going to make a sale on it. I don't have the final number that was, but we're working in that direction.
Okay.
We're now a total of 109 runs. The cameras will be getting installed hopefully this Friday for the building inside and out. The Medic 31 had to get a new master cylinder in there. Just normal wear and tear stuff on that one. Got that done. Marine 33 is out here getting ready to go back in the water here very shortly. Jeff Harvey's been helping us out. Readjusting the antennas and helping us with the cameras on that thing. And we did have the review of the EAP from ProMedica at our business meeting in the beginning of the month, and it went really well. It's very informative. There was some additional services that are provided within the same boundaries of cost that we pay. And then what I'd like to do is the association is appropriated $6,000 towards the fire department on behalf of water rescue equipment. And but we feel it'd be best if the fire department were to make the initial purchase, then the association will provide a check back to the fire fund. And I would like a permission to spend up to, not to exceed, $8,000 for additional dive equipment. Now, the fire fund will be adding a couple thousand dollars into that, but it's been some time since we've replaced some dry suits and equipment that we need to do. So that's what I'm asking permission from.
What's the vendor's name?
It should be... the one that we're cutting. I'm trying to think what his name is.
New Wave Scuba?
That's it. New Wave Scuba.
Can I just open a purchase order for that?
So you want to approve...
I'm asking you to approve
$8,000.
The expenditure of $8,000.
And the association is going to give back...
$6,000? Out of their generosity.
Okay. Yep. I can make a motion for that. To approve not to exceed $8,000 at New Wave. Is that what you said, Joel?
That's what it is.
Scuba, yep. With the intent of the association reimbursing $6,000.
I can second that.
OK, Okay, roll call. Alex Litton.
Yes.
Bo Miller. Yes. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carries.
And then the last thing I had is, do we have the ability to go into executive
session? Yep, we're going to do them at the end. We're going to try and move through this and get through that. All right, perfect. Kevin, you're up.
Okay, I'll start with the cemetery. Since the last time I was here, we had 5 full burials and 1 cremation funeral with another cremation funeral this Friday. We've sold 2 graves. And we've also started mowing there. We're on their second mowing of that already. Roads department, just about done servicing everything from the winter program. We got 1 more tractor to do yet, and that'll be done. We put new brakes on the F-250 today. Couldn't wait any longer. They were making noise. Then I have reached out to Baum and Ford for a trade-in value on the pickup truck and what a new one would cost. Since we have passed the levy, that's the oldest thing we got before it costs us any big money, because I believe it's like 128,000 miles on it right now. So I'm inquiring on prices on that. And when I get them, I will bring them back to you guys and we'll have a discussion on what to do with that. Still waiting on an estimate back from the county on the road project for this year, which kind of scared of it with the price of diesel fuel as high as it is. The price is going to be quite high on that. Had 2 dangerous trees removed, Lake Erie Tree removed the trees, but it was 2 trees and a partial dead one that was there. The price on that will be $2,200. It was on Lyons Road at the bridge. One of the big trees is most probably at least 30 inches in diameter. It fell into the crotch of another great big one and had it leaning, and it would have wiped out.
I request a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge of allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call. Dave Bench.
Present.
Alex Litton.
Present.
Bo Miller.
Present.
Okay. So, Joel informed me that we failed to approve the minutes from the March 10th meeting at our last meeting. We must not have taken the actual vote.
You guys were really in a hurry to get out of the first meeting you had, I think is what happened.
All right. So I need a motion to approve the minutes from the March 10th meeting.
Make the motion.
I can second that. Roll call. Alex Litton.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
I abstain.
Bo Miller. Yes. Okay, now I need a motion to approve the March 24th meeting minutes, which we have in front of us here. I can move to approve the March 24th meeting minutes.
I can second it.
Roll call. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Bo Miller? Yes. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carries. Okay, guys, we got a lot to get through tonight, because we got a couple executive sessions we got to go into, so the department heads, I just want to try and move these along as fast as we can as we get moving and go through it, so we're not here until midnight.
Okay? I won't.
Dave won't. He's going home to take a nap. All right, so Joel?
Okay, we all have the reports in front of us. Give our ears real
quick. Yep.
All right, fund status report. We have $713,711.27 in Star Ohio, $952,123.02 in checking. That's numbers higher because of our first half property tax deposit. And then payments to approve, we have electronic 34-2026 through 45-2026, and then warrant numbers 24572. Through 24724, that's $211,855.46. Couple of those is first quarter fire department payroll, and then I believe a payment for a fire truck was in that. That's like 50-something thousand, I believe. That would make that number a little higher than a normal. And then deposits since last meeting. Where's that sheet? You lost it.
No, you never gave them to us.
What's that?
I took it. Jim gave it to me.
So I didn't kind of give it to you. Deposits since, this would be two meetings worth, I guess, March 10th meeting. That's $513,442.88, again, with the largest being from the state of Ohio, the Lucas County Auditor. And that would make it my report.
And that one, that was property taxes?
First half property taxes, and then the rollbacks from the state, which...
Which was at the 33?
$38,000. On the back page, the $38,000.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then, if you know what rollbacks are, right, that's the subsidy they will receive from the state for the old levies at the old valuation, which, you know, once those go away, they go away. Don't get them back.
Yep. Any questions for Joel, gentlemen?
Yep.
All right. Joel, you'll hang out for a little bit, yeah?
I'm here. Yeah, right. I'll just go back to
public. All right, perfect. All right, we're going to move on to the zoning.
Need a motion.
Need a motion, you're right.
I can
I'm
see
sorry.
Why the March 24th meeting minutes.
That's why you need to be here.
Minutes to do your job.
All right, so now you need a motion to accept the fiscal
I can
office.
As read.
All right. I'm sorry, who made a motion?
Dave. Okay. Seconded by Alex.
Okay. Yep.
Roll call, Bo Miller, yes. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Alex Litton?
Yes.
Motion carries. All right. Zoning department.
Good evening, everybody. Just wanted to touch on a couple portions of the report violations. One, down the street here, 8627 Jerusalem Road. I wanted to give an update on that. It was a parcel we dealt with months ago, but then recently in one of the storms, the rear pole barn blew down. So we're working with that property owner. He said he's working with the insurance company, but we are trying to get it cleaned up. I know we've had some calls on it. One of the trustees was asking us about it as well. So we're trying to get that cleaned up, and they're trying to deal with the insurance on that at the same time. Another kind of one we worked on a while back, and then they did apply for the permit, is that property on North Curtis Road. One of the zoning commission members was talking to us about this at the last meeting, and we've been in touch with the property owner, and he's going to be starting that fence either this week or next week. He's just kind of waiting on the weather to clear up. So I just wanted to at least provide that update on that situation. And then another one, which I wanted to bring to the board's attention that wasn't on the report, just a minor update. All that debris up on Dyke Road, it was the 11,000 block, that's all been taken care of and cleaned up. So I just wanted to pass that along to the board. That was debris that another person had put on someone else's property, and worked out that situation to have that taken care of. BZA update for the board. They met last week on the 8th, and they approved one variance. So that's the property at 680 North Curtis Road. They approved that to construct a pond before the new dwelling. And then a couple permits that we had on there as well. Same property there. We have since received a submittal for the new dwelling and for the pond, so those are in process. And then over on Bunting Road, 11055, we issued a permit for a pole barn and additions on the home. So that's all I had for the board, unless there was comments or questions for me.
I don't have anything.
Nope.
Dave, you got anything for zoning right now?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you.
Moving on, Chief, you got anything for us?
Real quick, the old life squad is being evaluated by Toledo again, so it looks like they are going to make a sale. We are going to make a sale on it. I don't have the final number there, but we're working in that direction.
Okay.
We're now total of 109 runs. The cameras will be getting installed hopefully this Friday for the building inside and out. Medic 31 had to get a new master cylinder in there. Just normal wear and tear stuff on that one. Got that done. Marine 33 is out here getting ready to go back in the water here very shortly. Jeff Harvey's been helping us out, readjusting the antennas and helping us with the canvas on that thing. And we did have the review of the EAD from ProMedica at our business meeting in the beginning of the month, and it went really well. It was very informative. There was some additional services that are provided within the same boundaries of cost that we pay. And then what I'd like to do is, the association is appropriated $6,000 towards the fire department on behalf of water rescue equipment. And but we feel it'd be best if the fire department were to make the initial purchase, then the association will provide a check back to the fire fund. And but I would like a permission to spend up to, not to exceed, $8,000 for additional dive equipment. Now the fire fund will be adding a couple thousand dollars into that, but it's been some time since we've replaced them. Dry suits and equipment that we need to do. So that's what I'm asking permission from.
What's the vendor's name?
It should be the one in Port Clinton. I'm trying to think what his name is.
New Wave Scuba?
That's it, New Wave Scuba.
So that's open a purchase order for that.
So you want to approve?
I'm asking you to approve
$8,000.
The expenditure of $8,000.
And the association is going to give back?
$6,000.
$6,000?
Out of their generosity.
Okay. Yep. That's, I can make a motion for that. To approve not to exceed $8,000 at New Wave. Is that what you said, Joel?
That's what it is.
Scuba, yep. With the intent of the association reimbursing $6,000.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Alex Litton.
Yes.
Bo Miller. Yes. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carries.
And then the last thing I had is, do we have the ability to go into executive
session? Yep, we're going to do them at the end. We're going to try and move through this and get
then
through
I'm
that. All right, perfect. Kevin, you're up.
Okay, I'll start with the cemetery. Since the last time I was here, we had 5 full burials and 1 cremation funeral with another cremation funeral this Friday. We've sold 2 graves. And we've also started mowing there. We're on their second mowing of that already. Roads department, just about done servicing everything from the winter program. We got 1 more tractor to do yet, and that'll be done. We put new brakes on the F-250 today. Couldn't wait any longer. They were making noise. Then I have reached out to Baum and Ford for a trade-in value on the pickup truck and what a new one would cost. Since we have passed the levy, that's the oldest thing we got before it costs us any big money, because we're, I believe it's like 128,000 miles on it right now. So I'm inquiring on prices on that. And when I get them, I will bring them back to you guys and we'll have a discussion on what to do with that. Still waiting on an estimate back from the county on the road project for this year, which kind of scared of it with the price of diesel fuel as high as it is. The price is going to be quite high on that. Had 2 dangerous trees removed, Lake Erie Tree removed the trees. Well, it was 2 trees and a partial dead one that was there. The price on that will be $2,200. It was on Lyons Road at the bridge. One of the big trees is most probably at least 30 inches in diameter. It fell into the crotch of another great big one and had it leaning, and it would have wiped out the bridge and everything when it came down. So they worked on that today. I'm not sure if they completely got finished or not.
It was down.
That's what the price will be. I should have an invoice, if not tomorrow, the next day in my email, and I'll turn it into Joel. Didn't exceed the $3,000, but Joel would like, if you guys want to make a motion, it was $2,200. And other than that, just miscellaneous stuff with drainage, we've been jet trucking a bunch of stuff. We did all of Rachel Road, we did all of Curtis again, found nothing in Curtis. It's just the amount of water that we're getting in Curtis with some of them old alleyways and everything, the size of them. The water just isn't leaving as quick as we're getting it coming down. So we are starting to get a few complaints up there. But that is all done. And that's all I got. Has she got something for me or anybody got something for me?
Is that 2 minutes? I think it was 2 minutes.
Was it?
That was pretty right there. I do have a couple things for you, Kevin.
No, there you go.
Sorry. So first of all, I'd like to thank you guys for getting that junk car parts out of the ditch down there.
Oh, yeah.
That was down on down in Howard Farms there. Marius. Was it the whole front end? The clip? Or?
3/4 of it.
All right. 3/4 of it. Was somebody dumped it in the ditch there, so they went down there and got that out for us. I appreciate that. I want a new mailbox out here.
A new mailbox?
New one.
So if I spray paint it?
Nope. I want a new one. I want one that doesn't leak, one don't have duct tape on it. I want a new one. So
duct tape's just holding the back door so nobody opens it.
So I'd like to get that done like soon. So as soon as we can, like the mailbox done. So hopefully the next meeting I can be like, Kevin, thank you so much for getting that mailbox done.
Let's ask the
in a timely fashion. So
what you doing tomorrow in the rain?
That's all I got. I appreciate you guys getting that car out of there though. That was a big thing. We got that out of there, so.
Oh, Kevin, I did call about the roof. Nobody called me. They haven't told me when they're going to come back yet.
I have a couple things, but I'll just follow up with you tomorrow.
Okay.
Anything else for rec director?
Hey, congratulations.
You got a promotion.
No, that's Jimmy. Sit next to me.
All right, nothing else for Kevin. We're going to move on. Old business. So, rec direction. So, Vivian is here, Vivian Stoller, from the rec department. Basically, trying to figure out what do they do, where do they go, how do they, what's the game plan here? Because we all know the levy failed for the rec, so there's really no money there. I mean, there's some money in the rec fund yet, but that money is basically to pay for, we got to mow it. We got to pay the pump, the rec over there. I know Jimmy. Oh, I mean, that's a good thing, I think. Did the stone get over there yet? Did you get a hold of him yet?
We got a hold of him. Don't have a delivery date yet.
Okay. Jimmy called me and said,
decide where we want to put it.
Hey, the fields out here are turning to mud. We need stone before we lose the fields. And I agree, there's a lot of money and time put in them. So I said, let's get some stone. Called Kevin. He said, you get on it. And I obviously talked to him. But I think, Vivian, you are going back to the rec board, and they're asking questions of where you guys are going, what you're supposed to be doing, and, you know, with no money.
There's no direction, there's no anything, so I don't, if there's no money, and there's nobody manning anything, I don't expect to be paid for not doing anything. Mm-hmm. I would like to see accountability for what we're paying to Oregon. There's a checks and balances process for everybody, and that needs to be in effect. We need to know what kids we're paying for, what kids shouldn't be paid for. We had this discussion a while ago in the rec board, and I mean, checks and balances, I'm going to keep going back to that. We need a list of township kids that are being paid for.
Do we ever get that list? I know that Gary and Mike used to get it, but they were tied into the school, so they knew.
I just see the sports invoice the same thing.
Mm-hmm. That's so we just get the invoice from them, and it's $10,000, and you know we got to pay that because
we did discuss. We discussed as far as the rec board went, not the levy failed.
Mm-hmm.
That was a choice everybody made. Unfortunately, that choice backfires on the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to backfire to where, well, the parents would have to start paying the fees because the rec no longer has the money. If something else in that area has changed, that's great. But I guess we should all know and be on the same page.
You know, we don't, we're in a position where we have that property there. They have to be maintained. I mean, we have to come up with the money somehow. We have to come up with keeping it going somehow.
Right.
You know, I know that there's a lot of, you know, I know Jimmy has been over there volunteering, doing stuff. You know, he's recruited a few people that could help with some stuff that, you know, is it, we need to get it done. So we're not relying solely on paying to have it done all the time. But sometimes you can't, you got to buy stuff. You got to buy stone, you got to buy things like that. That's why we cut out the fertilizer over there. I think the only thing we're doing is the weeds. If I'm correct, that's all we chose to do. We're just the weeds over there because we didn't want that to get away from us. So we're not fertilizing it, and we're still coming up with money to pay the rec bill.
It was out of the general fund.
Yeah. I mean, we always kind of did pay some of it out of that. Am I right?
No, I think that at some point the rec fund became, it got, the cost exceeded what was, it was being brought in from property taxes. Because, you know, the rec bill used to be a lot less, you know, years ago from the Oregon.
So would your suggestion for her to be to have the board meet and give us a direction of what they want to do as far as sports? And I mean, I think I brought this up once before a while back, and we were kind of on the fence, and I don't know if, I'll be honest with you, I don't know if this is the year to put a another levy on for that.
Right. So I guess the thing is going to be, then we need to meet as a board and decide where we're going, if it's going anywhere.
We could go to a rec board meeting. Bring everybody in the same place at the same time and just talk about that topic.
You'll have to do a special meeting and go to an executive session, though, if you're all there.
If we're all there.
Technically, though, if it's a rec board meeting and we're at the rec board meeting?
It's a public meeting.
Public meeting.
But you have to make sure it's advertised.
Yeah.
About it.
No, I'm not saying it wouldn't be a public meeting, like attending the rec board public meeting.
But, yeah, if but we'd all, have to, we'd have to advertise it to make sure everybody knew.
Well, sure, that too. I mean, but if we're all there, is that considered a trustee meeting or a rec board meeting?
Special meeting.
Oh, okay. So
I, you know, Bo, I still think we're spending all the money we are right now. I still think we should talk about this and spend some more out of the general fund to keep the kids. That's what this world's about, is kids.
Right. Well, and like, what Vivian's saying is, we need to make sure that we are paying for just the Jerusalem kids that are supposed to be getting paid, and not paying for every Jerusalem kid that's, whether they're...
Not necessarily every kid out of Jerusalem school is a Jerusalem Township's resident.
But it's very easy to check that box, and there's no way to...
And there's no checks or balances when it comes to that, and we all personally knew people who did not necessarily live in the township that was being paid for. So when it comes to, you're out of money, we're scraping for money, we need to make sure all the checks and balances are placed so we know exactly where all the money is going.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if eventually we are going to put a levy in.
What would be nice is if we could reach out to Hank and see if he could be at your next meeting from Oregon and bring him into the meeting to bounce some ideas off of him on how they can help on their end with registrations and, you know, everything else.
We can't let this go.
No, I agree. I mean, that's, we understand that.
The further we kick the can down the road,
the
less likely is
we're it is going
back.
To.
Yeah.
And I understand where the money is concerned as far as the levy goes, but eventually, once it's forgotten in the townships, constantly paying for, the trustees are constantly paying for it, is just going to be a thing.
Yeah.
And we'll never get a rec board back.
Right.
So, I mean, kick the can a year from now.
Do you guys know when your next meeting is?
We don't, because we've all been so scattered.
Okay. Well, why don't you get together with, I know Shella's got something she's dealing with right now, and you guys connect.
I might have a day like in August.
That's what
And then we can you know, like if you guys pick a date, then I can reach out to Hank, see if I can get him there, to help meet and discuss some options with it. So that sound good to you guys? Yeah. Get him in, see if there's any way we can save a little bit of money and do a little bit there.
And we're not going to forget you, then, him.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about the payment. That's not my issue.
No, I'm not worried about that either, but I mean,
yeah, as far as the rec board.
All of us together and figuring it out. Because if we don't start figuring it out now, it'll be the norm for you guys to pay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for what you guys are doing. I know it's a job. So, and Jimmy, I know you got some people lined up to help do some stuff over there, which is great.
So we got people lined up. This is, again, this maintenance stuff, we're not asking for a ton. Just we want to maintain. We don't want
to make. And it makes sense.
Crazy improvements. We just want to keep what we have.
Yeah, we have to do that. Okay. Anything else for the rec direction on that aspect of things? Okay. I'm going to go to number two here because this was brought up at the last meeting. About the Open Meetings Act. So there was discussion on whether or not we broke the Open Meetings Act by going into executive session over legal. Technically yes, but technically no. So we can go in there for executive session for legal. The only thing that we failed to do at the time was have our attorney in the room with us. And we're supposed to have the attorney in there. So John Burrell gave a ruling, and he said, while it is technically a violation, no action was taken, so there's no need for a corrective action. So the prosecutor's saying, since you guys didn't take a formal action, it's technically, yes, you did. Didn't do it right. However, it was minor, so he email on that. So I reached out as soon as we talked about that two meetings ago or something, and I got the answer for you guys. So that's all I've got on that. Number three, following back up this, employee handbook.
Yep, reached back out to the prosecutor's office today, and they're still working on reviewing it. Hopefully done soon.
Okay.
But you had some points you wanted to make on.
Yeah. So one of the things that we have to look at is, I believe the way our zoning, I think Jimmy and I talked about this a little bit, about the way our handbook is right now, it's pretty much for full-time. I mean, it's like most of us would see in anywhere we work. Well, the difference is we have a ton of part-time people that work for us. So we want to make sure that we're covering that aspect of it, because I think it's pretty vague in there when it comes to part-time employees. So we want to stress that with them.
Yeah.
That if there's things that they need to add. But now that, if I recall, you pulled that from where?
So the handbook we started with was a copy of the handbook that was submitted to the auditor's office for our last audit. That's what we started with. There was a couple of updates I did. Those updates came from the Ohio Township Association guidelines. They have like an example manual. And there's two other townships across the state that had some things in their handbooks that I pulled from, which were all from Ohio Township Association, basically.
And then I remember we talked in one of the meetings and suggested that we send it off to be vetted by the prosecutor.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's where that's at currently.
I have a meeting with them in the next couple of weeks to discuss their progress, so I can bring that up with them.
Okay. All right. Number four, the website ADA compliant.
Rob, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So you guys recall a couple meetings ago, I presented after I came back from the Ohio Township Association. They had a program on the ADA website update. They had a company that does it. We reached out to them. They did a full audit on our system, said, yeah, we got a few things that need to be changed. and they asked some specific questions about the website. So I reached out to Neon Goldfish, our webmaster, simply an inquiry type email, asking what they know about ADA compliance and updates and such. Well, they took it upon them to start the project and start updating. Which I don't think is a bad thing, because apparently we get billed monthly, and they had, we don't use all our hours that we're being billed for, so they took a bunch of their unused hours and applied it towards some of the updates. But they still need about 10 to 15 hours more. And I contacted Alex. Alex came in, we had a conference call with the guy last week, because there's a few things they need to do yet to make it ADA compliant. Now, I have an email. I didn't talk to the owner. I talked to the guy that was in charge of the project manager. And the owner had sent me an email saying our normal fee is $150 an hour, but they were going to do the excess for $100 an hour. So, I mean, they've already started the project. I suggest we probably just let them finish it, because they're going to be the ones that make changes when we do anything anyhow, instead of going with the township, with the Ohio Township Company, which is not even a local company. We set up another meeting up with them.
Yep, we have another meeting set up with them in a couple of weeks to go over some other updates we want to do.
Yeah.
A bulk of the additional cost, the additional cost is going to be about $1,500 to follow through with the ADA compliance. But a bulk of that was to update old meeting minutes, like scanned meeting minutes that are...
Trustee minutes and such.
Yeah. Trustee minutes. I was under the impression that those were exempt because they're archived. Whoever we talked with from Neon Goldfish was under a different interpretation, but he was going to look into it and see, confirm that it is or isn't exempt. If it's exempt, then we don't have to pay that fee and update it. If it's not exempt, we have to pay them to update that.
We know going forward, all the meeting minutes have to be ADA compliant. Now, we kind of think, me and Alex think, that the previous ones do not have to be updated, but the ones going forward definitely do.
And we have till what, next year, first of next year, right?
Yep.
It's done?
Yep.
First of next year, or is it March or April?
I think April of 27.
Yeah, it was early next year.
Yep. Now, Neon Goldfish thought we were had to do at the end of this month. They thought it was April 26th.
Oh, okay.
And I explained to them that's only for townships with, like, 5,000 people or more, or something like that. We're in the smaller range. We're not due till next year.
Well, based off of the, and I don't have the figures in front of me, but based off of that brochure you brought back to us,
mm-hmm.
and having that company look at it, there was a fee, and then... It was a heck of a lot more. Leave executive session and return to our regular meeting. No decisions were made in an executive session. Looking for a second.
I'll second.
Roll call. Alex Litton.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller. Yes. Okay, I would like to make a motion that the chief sends his notification letter via certified mail to the employee that he is requesting. That's my motion.
I'll second.
Roll call. Bo Miller, yes. Alex Litton,
yes.
Dave Bench,
yes.
Okay. All right. I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, and demotion, or compensation of public employees or officials.
I'll second.
Roll call. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bo Miller? Yes. Alex Litton?
Yes.
That was a dramatic
motion carries. I thought somebody was going to answer for me. Okay. We're going to take...
Okay. We're back on.
That fell. Right.
All right. I move to leave executive session and return to the regular meeting. No decisions were made.
I'll second.
Roll call. Bo Miller, yes. Dave Bench,
yes.
Alex Litton,
yes.
Motion carries. All right. No other new business we had there?
The only other thing I was going to mention is community-wide garage sales coming up. If we'd like to pursue advertising for that again, advertise a little earlier this time. I know people weren't happy with late notice of advertisement last time. We'll proceed late notice.
So. Sure. Yeah, I don't care if we put it on the board, we're good.
All right, we'll work on that.
All right.
That's it.
Any public participation?
I got a question about the Cedar Point Mallard Club. Is the public invited to that on the 11 o'clock on the 29th?
It didn't say on the invitation, and do you keep pull it up?
Yeah, let me look.
I shut my computer
down. I know they asked for an RSVP, but they didn't specify.
Doesn't really say.
Yeah. Yeah, because they were asking for RSVP, so I'm assuming it's not. Do not
we,
at this point.
Do we know what levels they're going to keep the ponds at? Because on the print, I don't have it. That's to be determined as far as the managed water level. Does anybody know what the elevation, what they're going to...
No. A lot of it's going to determine based off of what vegetation's in the... what they planted.
They're all going to be different.
Yeah, they're all going to... all of the ponds back there are going to be different because of the different vegetation that they planted.
Okay.
I wouldn't think they're going to be real deep because then it wouldn't be a wetlands. It'd be a lake or right. A pond. So it's going to be... not very deep.
It doesn't mention here if it's open to the public or not. I would have no idea.
I don't know. I don't know either.
Yeah.
You show up and then kick you out.
Okay, Bill. Thank you.
Yep. There you go.
Thank you.
Yep.
Any other public participation? Seen. Sandy Nesson.
Hi.
Remember, some of us got to get up and go to work tomorrow.
How are you guys all doing? You look happy.
Doing good.
Okay. When you came back and said you were going to send a notification letter,
mm-hmm.
Are you granting somebody thousands of dollars, mm-hmm. or what is the person being notified about?
It's a notification of a,
it's
investigation,
I guess. Yeah.
Investigation?
Of what?
An investigation.
Oh.
And I can't go into any further details on that because I'm not going to give out employee names.
I don't want an employee okay. name. What are you investigating?
I'm not investigating anything. The fire department's investigating. They just asked for our approval to send a letter. And we came out and made a motion to allow them to send a letter.
They gave you the letter. Is that public record? If it is, I'd like a copy.
I would have to be redacted. Because there's names in there.
Yep.
Take the names off. Oh, I don't care if you're redacted.
That'd be employment matters, the employee names and stuff.
Yeah,
and
you so, wouldn't want that out yet.
Yeah. I won't give it to you until after there's a date on it that they have to respond to, so I don't think it'd be fair to give it to the public without the employee receiving it first. It'd be no different than like a death notification. I want to go tell the public that so-and-so died before their next of kin was notified.
Okay.
Is that fair?
I'm not sure if it's fair or legal or however you want to look at
it. It's definitely legal.
Did you have the lawyer in there with you?
No, because we weren't talking legal. We went for discipline.
Oh.
But the lawyer did review it.
Who invited the attorney to the... Zoning Commission's meeting to put on the seminar?
So Jacob invited him. Jacob asked me for permission to invite him in advance, probably a month or two prior. Oh, well, if Sandy's done.
I'm done.
Oh, okay.
So my question is about that. So it was a month or two prior. So
maybe a month, I don't remember exactly.
So Jeffrey has came out here and put on seminar training classes for us before.
Yep.
And they were top notch. This one here, in my opinion, was botched. And here's why. Dave, did you receive an email inviting you to that training class that we're paying for?
I think so, but I was in the hospital, so
right.
I'm not sure.
I didn't.
You didn't?
I did not.
I didn't. Jim, did you receive one? I don't know that anybody received a notice from the zoning board that we were having a training course. And the residents are paying for that.
including myself and you guys, are paying for something that we came for. I was absent at that meeting. And it was stated on there that it was a training course at a regular scheduled meeting, and the residents can participate, and they're paying for it. Does that make sense to anybody?
I do agree with you that the first one that we attended over in the fire station that Jeffrey put on was a very, very good seminar.
Definitely agree with that, because I sat in the back of the room for this one. There wasn't really any paperwork handed out. There was no manuals, training.
I was not aware of this.
And there was no notification to the zoning commission members?
I was told about it, that there was gonna, he was going to be there, but I'd also like to state and agree with you, Alex. I've been to a couple of Jeffrey Stopar's training sessions, and they were excellent with material handed out and everything. I don't know what this dog and pony show was. It was pathetic. There was no training session. There was nothing that even related to training at that session. So it's just my opinion, because Jeffrey puts on good training sessions, and that wasn't a good one whatsoever.
I guess when I approved it, I was... Maybe there was a miscommunication there, because I had been to one of those training sessions prior, so I assumed when we talked about it and that idea was brought up and I said yes, go ahead, I assumed that's what I would be approving, was sort of a repeat of what we had done before. There must have been a miscommunication there between myself and Jacob.
I expected to see what I had seen at his other training sessions, and didn't happen.
So there was either a miscommunication between myself and Jacob as to what I was approving, or there's a miscommunication between Jacob and Stopar as to what the purpose of his visit was. But either way, there's a miscommunication. I'm on board with that.
Okay, and then my next question is it so happens that I watched it online because I was not here, and Jim was asking about, you know, sending things to the Plan Commission, whatever, whatnot. And Mr. Stopar just so happened to have the paper with the code on it for 519.12. Has anybody looked into 519.12, where they stated to bypass the zoning board because we have 5 days to send that to the Plan Commission? Because that's false.
Let me pull it up here so I can take a look at it.
Like I say, unless you guys can help me understand it, but if you go to it...
What section are you looking at?
And you scroll down. Hang on, my phone's loading. You scroll down to... where it says...
Hey, boom. I gotta go.
Okay.
Go ahead, Dave.
Well, you're good. Well, yeah, we'll finish up the public participation, Dave, and then we'll...
So, where it states down underneath...
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then it goes to E... 1A, exempt and provide in division E. So it says, of this section within 5 days after the adoption of a motion. So that means that the zoning board has to make a motion to send it then to the Plan Commission. Then, the way I read it, is they have, Jacob has 5 days to send it to the Plan Commission.
What one are you on? I'm sorry. I'm lost.
Oh, you don't have to be sorry. Sorry.
Let me look at this in here.
So the way I look at it is, just my opinion.
Keep talking, I'm listening. I'm gonna grab something real quick.
Can you grab that book on the counter over there?
The zoning board was coerced into voting for something that we can't do anyways.
Hold on, I'm hearing you. I'm just trying to find this section here and look at it again.
Keep going down. Keep going. Right there.
1A. In 5 days after the adoption of the motion described.
And like you stated last week, we're not attorneys. You know what I mean? We just read general information, and that's just my opinion.
Motion described in Division A.
And it's outlined in the steps of our zoning code.
All right, I'll tell you what. Alex, you want to write that number down, and then let us review a little bit more?
Because I can't figure this out on the spot. I think I understand it, but let me digest it a little bit, and I'll see if I can get you a better answer.
Yeah.
Because my understanding of it was that it, no matter what, it goes down to the county, even if you accept it and it's like bogus or garbage, no matter what, it has to go through the process.
But after we make a decision on it.
But I think even...
And then it has 5 days after we make the action on it, it has 5 days then to go to the Plan Commission. If it does it in that time frame, that's when we're in violation of that code.
No, so this... So the motion it's referring to includes when somebody files an application. So if somebody filed an application, then that's what it's considering a motion, the filing of that application. So if that's the case, it's not the zoning commission or the trustees. The way the language is wrote is if the zoning commission or trustees made a motion to do, you know, have a text amendment, but by a property owner filing an application, that's a motion in itself. It's not referring to a motion of any of us within the government.
Right, because what he's saying is if that applicant would file that motion 3 days after our monthly meeting, then it might be 28 days till we have our meeting to vote on passing the motion.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
We still fall in the 40-day category, right?
We'll do a little more digging on that.
Yeah.
And a little more reading.
Yeah, give me just
on that.
Let me know or whatever. You know, okay. Like I say, I just read it and that's the way I interpret it.
That way we're not sitting here trying to go through it and give you an answer on the fly.
Yeah, we don't have to be. I mean, some of us got to work tomorrow.
Right. Karen?
Maybe you should just get a cheat sheet for morale with the dates. Right. Boom. Done.
Yeah. I mean, there is a cheat sheet in this book. If you want to borrow this sometime, check it out. You're more than welcome to. In fact, if you want to take it home tonight, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah, there's a process there. Sandy?
I do have one more thing.
Yes, ma'am.
I went to the website to try to get some zoning minutes, and when I click on the dates of the meetings that are listed, it takes me to the sitemap for the page, which... So I couldn't read any of the zoning minutes. And also, don't they have audio?
They should, yes.
Yes, it's recorded.
It's recorded.
Are you going to put the audio on as well, like you do with the trustees' minutes, and then you can listen to the audio?
Yeah, we can look into that and figure out what's going on.
Okay. I know you worked on it before and said that Rob had it all taken care of.
Dr. Rob, I think he's made a change. Dr. Rob, tomorrow calling, because I think I discussed this with him.
If he made a change, he made it between 5:30 and the meeting tonight.
Okay.
Yes.
Any other public participation? Seeing none, I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Roll call. Bo Miller. Yes. Alex Litton.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Time is 9:21.
Everybody says yes.